Marshall Younger is one of the writers for Adventures in Odyssey and first began working at Focus on the Family in 1993. And in addition to writing more than 100 radio drama scripts, he has written books for Odyssey and Kids Bureau series. Now, as creative director, he and a team of writers have just released 90 Devotions for Kids. It's a fun Bible-based devotional for families. It'll encourage kids to spend time learning about God. I appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon, Marshall. Thanks.
Well, sure. Thanks for having me.
So what prompted Adventures in Odyssey to write a devotional for kids, Marshall?
Well, I've been teaching Sunday school for 20 years in fourth, fifth grade. And one of the things that I've noticed is that kids know a lot of stories at that age, and they know a lot of concepts. But they sometimes have trouble putting it all together into a sort of a big picture kind of a thing, where they can take a concept like faith or a concept like prayer or a concept like forgiveness or giving or witnessing, and they know about those concepts, but to actually have scripture to back them up and actually to have challenges that will help them grow in their faith, sometimes that's lacking a little bit. And so I thought this devotional would help with that. And the goal is to actually have parents do this with their kids, because you know we just like with Odyssey, we want parents to have the last word in how and what they teach the kids. And so there are concepts in here that they might have questions on, and we really want parents to be able to go alongside with them in learning about the fundamentals of the faith.
So you just discussed a few of the themes, I guess, we can find in the devotional, and you've divided them into week-long themes. Why did you decide to do it that way?
Well, we just thought it was just a convenient way to do devotions. There's 90 devotions, actually 91. It's 13 weeks, 7 days per week, and each week has a different theme, like prayer or the Bible, exercising faith, salvation. So we thought, you know, it'd be nice to take a week for them to concentrate on the very same thing, on exactly the same thing every day for a week. And then that would help it penetrate. And so they have a really deep fundamental understanding of these concepts.
And what's the purpose of the daily challenge section in there?
Well, it's trying to make it real for the kids. A daily challenge could be something like, read this particular scripture and explain how that can apply to your life. And the challenges range from fun things that they can do. There are services they can have with their families, and ranges from fun things to really, really serious things where they have to do some deep reflection and do some things that may be out of their comfort zone.
So what ages would you say this is for? I mean, obviously, it parallels the radio drama as well. What ages for parents who are doing it with their kids, would you say?
Well, I think for kids that are reading it by themselves, I think it would probably be the same Odyssey audience, which would be about 8 to 12. I actually am doing this devotion every night with my kids, and I have a 13-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy. And I actually do the devotions at the same time with both of them. And it's really interesting how they take it in on a obviously different level, and the 7-year-old has a lot more questions and so forth. But especially if a parent is reading it with them, I think you know you'd go down to 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, it is. It's actually very fascinating that both your kids can go through the same devotional. That makes things, I think, a lot easier too for parents.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, and. And I think, you know, these fundamentals are universal to all kids.
Marshall, we air Adventures in Odyssey here on CHRI. We have a Saturday mornings kids club, and it's 10 a.m. What role would you say the characters of the show play in the devotional? And do you think that kids need to be really familiar with the radio show first?
They don't have to be. No, and every day we have a little blurb from one of the characters in their voice. We have Connie's Corner, we have Wandering with Wooten, we have Loquacious Learning with Eugene, We have with wisdom. One of those four have say something in every devotion, and it's from their perspective. You know, wit you would get the wise, the very biblical point of view. From Wooten, it would be just kind of funny things, but would still make a point. And the Eugene brings in the logical and the intelligent kind of understanding of the Bible. And Connie would bring in sort of her homespun, relational type of way that she looks at things.
Hmm.
So no, you don't have to be familiar with the characters. It does help because you would know, you know, how they talk, and you'd know that this is part of their character.
It's just amazing that there's books that go with the radio drama. I mean, you guys, Adventures in Odyssey, celebrated 25 years this past year. Congratulations.
Yes, well, thanks.
So
yes.
Why do you think it is such a staple in so many households, and that it just continues to be, and that these devotionals can work as well as the radio drama? Why do you think it's has such an impact on people?
I think it's because it's so universal. I think we can all feel with all the characters. And also, I think it's you never know what you're going to get with Adventures in Odyssey. I mean, when you tune in, you can get an adventure, you get a comedy, you get a complete silliness. You get it's something very deep and meaningful and serious. So I think people like the variety, and I think the variety lends itself really well to studying different concepts and different themes and different lessons.
And adults love it too.
Well, good. Yeah, I do too. So,
again, Adventures in Odyssey airs Saturday mornings here on CHRI at 10 a.m. Marshall Younger, who is the creative director of 90 Devotions for Kids, which is our featured book for this week, the Wednesday bookmark. Marshall, before I let you go, what can we expect from Odyssey in the coming months and in the coming years?
Well, we are currently working on getting album 56 done. And then we're going to start on album 57. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, characters in completely different situations than you've ever seen them before, and some fun adventures. In a sense, it's more of the same because it's just a big variety of shows, and we're all excited about it.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate you taking some time to talk about the book, Marshall Younger, 90 Devotions for Kids, Adventures in Odyssey. Thanks, Marshall.
Well, thank you.
Reserve your copy of this week.